Blog Talk Radio.
This is the truthaboutchurch.com. We are a Christian lifestyle network. Here you will find the latest in Christian news, scripture, things that affect the Christian and sound teaching. Find out what God has for you here. Enjoy the ride.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Elder Ted Colbert, and we're getting ready to do a teaching today. Would you pray with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for being in full control. We thank you that you do all things well and that you're the God that doeth wonders. Father God, I pray that I would teach the things today that become sound doctrine. And Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have a teaching today. It's called Incomplete, that I think is going to really open some eyes. And I'll give you a little bit of background as to what kind of spurred this teaching. When I was little, I liked to work puzzles. Not the big jigsaw puzzles, but the little puzzles like, you know, puzzles of the cartoons like Rocky and Bullwinkle and things like that. And, you know, those types of puzzles only had maybe 10, 15 pieces. And used to love to work those when I was little. But what I found was that those particular puzzles are put together so that you have to put the right puzzle piece in the right spot. You could take the wrong piece of the puzzle and turn it this way and that way, and it would never fit in the spot that wasn't the proper spot for the puzzle. And that always stuck with me when I thought back on how I couldn't get the wrong piece in the spot that it wasn't supposed to go in. And I'm getting ready to teach a message right now that's called Incomplete, and it's basically dealing with the fact that Christ is that missing puzzle piece in everybody's life. And what people do is they try to put other pieces to the puzzle, if you will, in that spot where only Christ can fit. That's why people lie, cheat, fornicate, make money their God, make success their God, is because they do not understand that the only thing that can fill that spot is Jesus and nothing else works. Start at Colossians 2 and 8, this is the KJV, it says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." Now, firstly here, it says, beware if any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. The word spoil here is the Greek word sulagogio, S-U-L-A-G-O-G-E-O. We're not going to have a whole bunch of Greek words this time, only two, okay? And it means to carry away as a captive or slave, almost like being kidnapped. So what they're saying is these false teachers lead you away captive in your mind with these strange false teachings and doctrines. I get the picture in my mind of a kidnapper. You know, used to watch the old TV shows where the kidnapper would come and take a pillowcase, throw it over your head, tie you up, and take you away. That's what false teachers do, if you will, who don't teach the truth. They're like kidnappers. They're like people taking you away captive to a place that you don't want to go because they're teaching you the wrong thing. So it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit. Now, they're not saying that philosophy is wrong, but they're talking about people that teach false notions with their philosophy. And what we're going to get to here, when we look at philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of the men and rudiments of the world, not after Christ, all these things point to Gnosticism. Gnosticism. G-N-O-S-T-I-C-I-S-M. Gnosticism. This whole section, and also a lot of the book of 1 John, are dedicated to the fighting of the concept of Gnosticism. So when they say philosophy here, they're basically hitting Gnosticism. Vain deceit, vain means empty. So they're talking about that which has no truthful biblical foundation. And then it says, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. All these things are pointing to Gnosticism. So I, in order for you to really understand this better, I've got to tell you a little bit about Gnosticism. Gnosticism was a belief during those times that basically said that matter or material was evil. Anything material was evil. Only spirit was good. So all the material world was considered evil. Therefore, Gnosticism despised the body because the body was material. Okay? So they didn't take credence to anything in the world, because they said anything in the world was evil. Everything was evil. So that meant that Christ being incarnate or being made flesh was evil in their eyes. Okay? So as you can see, this Gnosticism was a very scary doctrine, and a lot of people grabbed a hold of it during that time. Gnosticism goes completely against the teaching of the deity of Christ and the incarnation, because in their teaching, Gnosticism said that anything physical was evil, and Jesus became incarnate and dwelt in the flesh. So that's how they tried to combat the belief of Jesus Christ being the Son of God and that he was incarnate in a human, in a body. Okay? So what they said was that they denied the incarnation, and everything in the world is evil. Natural in the world is evil. And their belief is that God, their God, had nothing to do with this evil material world. And the only way to get to him was through these things called emanations, or like smaller gods. You had to go from one to the other to finally get to the true God. So as you can see, all this crazy stuff completely takes away from the truth. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and then he was buried, and then he was raised again the third day according to the scriptures. Of course, the scriptures that say things like the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. These type of things are the type of things that the Gnostics completely taught against. Amen? So, it says that, wait again, it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The word tradition comes from the word tradal, which means to pass down. Okay? Now, the ninth verse says, for in him, I've taught before, that for is an explanatory gyre, it's a pointer word. So when a verse begins with for, it's telling you to go back to the verse or the verses above it. So the eighth verse tells you don't let people spoil you. And then the ninth verse says, and the reason why you shouldn't let anything be spoiled or kidnapped or taken slave is because in Jesus all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in the body. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the fullness of all three are in the body of Jesus Christ. or wearing the body of Jesus Christ when he walked on the earth. So consequently, when you look up these two scriptures, you see that the vain deceit, the traditions of men, all those type of things are in complete opposition because of Gnosticism to the fact that Christ dwelt in a body and that the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him in a body. Okay? That's what the four is there for, to connect those two verses. And then the tenth verse, which was really what I wanted to get to, it said, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Complete in him. I also want to give you another verse. It's 1 John 2:22. This kind of deals with what I'm talking about in the fighting of Gnosticism. 1 John 2:22, it says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son, which is basically, as I taught you, what the Gnostics were saying. 1 John 4, which I taught on before, deals with the spirit of error, which is what's running rampant with these Gnostics. 1 John 4:1-2, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is God. And then you go down to 4 and 6. It talks about knowing the spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Now, I taught on that a little bit before, and that teaching kind of goes into what we're talking about now. So it says in the 10th verse, it says in him, talks about Jesus, and it says that we are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. The word complete, this is the other Greek word that I told you that I was going to deal with, is the Greek word pleroo, P-L-E-R-O-O, and it means to cause to overflow, to supply. But the word that I focused on as I looked this up in the Strong's, it can mean to satisfy. Now, as I taught you, earlier in here in this teaching, that as I worked the puzzles, when I was little, I saw that the pieces, the puzzle piece would only go in the spot that would fit in. You couldn't take the wrong piece and put it in that spot. Only the right piece fits in that spot. People who aren't saved and don't have a spiritual lean in their lives do not understand that they are incomplete. They are walking around, going to work, watching television, going to the club, doing whatever they do, and don't realize that there's a big hole inside of them that they don't understand is there. And the only puzzle piece, if you will, that can fill that big hole and that big void is Jesus Christ. That's why we need to get saved, is because we got this big hole inside of us. And when you're not saved, you don't understand spiritual things. You don't know that there's a hole inside of you. But you do, or you do know that there's something that's not right, so you try and fill it. And since you don't understand spiritual things at that point, you don't understand that the only thing that's going to fill that void is Jesus. So people knowing that there's something wrong on the inside of them, and knowing that there's an emptiness there, they say, okay, since all they know is physical things, some people say, okay, I got this longing, this void inside of me, let me get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Amen? So now you got fornication, you got adultery, you got sexual sins going on. Is that most of these things I'm going to talk about give you, if you will, a temporary fix, but after you get through doing what you're doing, after it's over, you got that same void or hole on the inside because these physical things can't fill that void or that hole. Only Jesus can. Some people try and fill that void or that hole with drugs and alcohol and things like that. So they get high, etc. Now, I've never gotten involved in that type of stuff, but they tell me that when you come down from the high, you're right back in the same situation that you were. It gives you, again, a temporary fix, and you feel good for a little while. But when all that is over, what has basically happened is you're right back where you were before. That hole is still there. Because the only one that can fill that hole, is Jesus Christ himself. And so people go for natural stuff, trying to fill a spiritual void. Amen? Some people try and fill that hole that's on the inside of them with success. Some people are obsessed with being successful in their job. They want to be the manager. Then after they become the manager, they want to be the regional manager. And then they want to climb up to VP. And there's nothing wrong with that. But a lot of people are driven because there's a hole inside of them, a void, that they don't understand is spiritual, and they try to fill that with success. But you know what's interesting? Is these people, your multimillionaires, CEOs of companies, and they're got all this money and all this man-made success, but they still, at the end of the day, have a void on the inside. The millionaires have all that money, but they're not saved. They've got a void on the inside, and they know it. That's why a lot of these people commit suicide, unfortunately, because there's a void on the inside, and they've done what they think they could do or what they think they should do to fill that void. And it didn't work. Okay? So we got sex, we got money, we got success. So we have drugs and alcohol. All these things are natural things that can't deal with a spiritual void. This is one of the reasons why salvation is very important, aside from the fact that it gets you to heaven and keeps you from going to hell. But you are incomplete. If you're complete in him, that means if you don't have him or Jesus, then you are incomplete. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the main problems in the world today. This is why people rob, break into places to get money, because they think that money can fill that longing, that void that's on the inside of them that's driving them crazy. But they don't understand that void cannot be filled with anything natural or spiritual. That's why the Bible says, "Marvel not that I say unto you that ye must be born again." I mentioned earlier that Greek word for complete is pleru. And one of the words in the Strong's to define that word for complete or pleru is satisfy. I said, oh, God, this brings this on home so well. If you're incomplete, that means then you lack satisfaction. So for me to break this down a little bit more, when I say that hole inside of you is that void inside of unsaved people can only be filled with Jesus Christ, let's look at it from the concept of satisfaction or being satisfied, which is one of the things that this word complete means. So these people that don't have Jesus Christ and that are incomplete are not what? Satisfied. Okay? That lack of satisfaction drives them to all manner of sin, drives them to do all kinds of things that they have no business doing, simply because they don't understand that the only thing that can fill the void that's on the inside of them is receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. I really thank God for giving me this teaching, because this explains it. This explains so many things in the world today and why people do a lot of the strange things that they do is because there's a hole on the inside of them. There's a longing on the inside of them. But people don't understand that that hole or that longing that's on the inside of them can never, ever, ever be filled by something natural. People that are mean, hard to get along with, filthy mouths. And then we've all met people like that. Now we know why they cuss like a sailor. They cuss like a sailor, very simply, because there is a void on the inside of them, and they don't know what to do to fill the void. They don't understand that only Jesus Christ can fill that longing that's on the inside of them. Amen? So I've got that. That was why I felt led to share this with you about being complete, because there's a whole lot of incomplete people walking around. Anyone who's not saved is incomplete on the inside. So it's very important that we understand that. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." So what we see here is when you go to church and you get saved and you grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you go to church and you receive Christ as your Savior, you start to get the satisfaction. You start to get satisfied. This explains why, once you get saved and you begin to grow in Jesus Christ, you can have joy in the midst of sorrow, because you're complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. That's why we can still keep on going and smile in the face of adversity. Do you not know that the world does not understand why we as Christians and saints continue to be strong when bombs are falling all around us in the spirit? When bad things happen to us in the natural realm, but we pray and we believe God and we keep on going. Why? Because we are complete in Jesus Christ. It's that completion in Jesus Christ that gives us the strength to go on through adverse situations and helps us to always make it out. That's why the unsaved don't understand us. That's why we tend to confuse them, because bad things happen to us, and via the Word and the fact that we're complete in Jesus Christ and we can read the Word to get strength, we come out victorious. The Bible says that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The Word says, "Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." It also says, "Thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph," always causes us to triumph, "and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place." Amen. Well, everyone, I hope that you got something out of this teaching on today. I hope that now we understand why we as saints, particularly when you're seasoned and you've been around for a while, and you read your Bible and you pray and you get strength when things aren't going as we'd like for them to go. This also explains why unsaved people drink, smoke, fornicate, lie, cheat, steal, are caught up in success and money, is because they don't understand that they need Jesus. That's why people like this need to be witnessed to by us the saints and prayed for. The Bible says that the Lord would that all would be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. The Bible talks about the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. One of the things that you can pray for these unsaved, incomplete people, we lose the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That's the spirit that brings about salvation. It's called the spirit of adoption in the Bible. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I pray that those that tuned in on today were ministered to. I pray that a little bit more understanding was given into the unsaved, and also more understanding was shared on why the saints can tend to keep going in the midst of an adverse situation or a rough time, and that's because we're complete in him. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you under your name the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in on today. God bless you.